Jerry Bader Show 924, talking about the government shutdown. I'll tell you what, Jason, I do have a lot to get to, but we can take some calls on this. I have no specific direction, but I don't want people to accuse me of not letting them weigh in. I guess if I had a question for you, it'd be, what now? Okay, those of you who supported the shutdown strategy, congratulations. You've got your shutdown. What should Republicans do now? You know what? In fact, that's a hell of a good question, because I don't know. 406, I've told you what I think they've got, and that is to pound on the exemptions the Democrats want for themselves and their cronies. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. If anyone has any brilliant ideas, because nobody in the Republican Party seems to know. Paul Ryan did issue this release yesterday, and we also mentioned yesterday that Congressman Ryan has been noticeably absent or conspicuous by his absence, being in the heat of the debate of this. Here's the release from Congressman Paul Ryan. Today, we will vote once again to keep the federal government open. This was before the shutdown. And we will vote to provide families relief from Obamacare. One of our core principles is equality under the law. The president gave special exemptions to big business, Congress, and his political allies, but he refused to give the same relief to working families. That is fundamentally unfair. We will take action to give the people the same relief the president gave big business, and we will take away the special deal for Congress, which they tried to do. Will Senate Democrats close the government to protect an unfair deal? Yes, they did. We have an opportunity to help families in need and help grow the economy. I hope we can find willing partners on the other side of the aisle. This is what's left. And I said this before it happened. All you got is to pound on the exemption. I really like fairness for all. And I think this, now he's not the only one to say this, but I say in this particular release, I would say Paul Ryan has framed this as well as it's been framed. This is about fairness. I didn't agree with the strategy, but we're here. If this is going to be a winning strategy for Republicans, they have to pound on this. And there were even some Republicans who didn't want to give up the exemption. It was a bitter pill even for them, because they don't think it's fair. It's not fair to those who can't bow out of this. This is the card that I think we have right now. Edward in Appleton. Edward, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for taking this up for just a few minutes. The point I would like to make and answer the question you started with is, it's time for the party, the Republican Party, to do nothing at this point.
Okay.
They have gone to the Senate now with, I think, either three or four bills, and every time they basically get nothing. There is nothing, no change in the Senate in terms of this, and they've almost given away the whole House at this point.
Right.
And from that standpoint, they need to do nothing and force the Democrats to respond with some kind of, compromise is the word they like to use. I don't like it. But it's time now for them to wait for them to respond, and not in a way where they simply respond with the same, type of response that they've been using for the last how many months now.
But they're waiting for Democrats to do that, they have to pound on why they did this.
And I'd also like to add to that statement, Jerry, this point. The recent poll that I just saw this morning is that the favorables for the Republicans have moved up 5 points over this issue, and Obama's have moved down 3 points. That's all in the last week. That tells me that this issue is moving positive for the Republican Party, and that therefore give nothing.
Hey, and I've said it, at this point, negotiation-wise, you can't give a thing. And I've said it before. If this strategy works, I will be the first to admit that Lee and Cruz were right and I was wrong. I will be the first to do that. Scott on the road. Scott, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
How are you doing today, Jerry?
Good.
It's an awesome sunny day. Anyway, I think the Republicans should just sit on it and let the Senate make the next move. I mean, they've already voted. They've put forth reasonable opportunities to be voted on. Ball's in the other court.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you and the previous caller, I agree with the tactics there. What I'm saying right now, the game is messaging. Democrats are calling this a Republican shutdown. Republicans, and you know that I've bleeped and moaned about this, that they don't get their message out powerfully enough. I know the media is on the Democratic side. I get that. But you have to push fairness for all. I think Ryan's release was very well written. This is about fairness. Obamacare has been exempted for people who are cushy with the president, his cronies. What about everyone else? It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American